how is this kid even alive? Dr. Ebersol headed home to make some calls. He knew they'd need to get the boy into the angiography suite quickly to see exactly what the skewer had damaged, or still could damage, and then remove it while carefully monitoring its exit. If it hadn't yet harmed any key vessels, it could be uncorked something on its way out and cause a stroke or worse. Using the angiography suite required a team of 15 to 20 medical staff. It would be tough to get the right people together so late on a Saturday evening. But could the boy wait until morning? For now, he was stable physically, but what about mentally? What if he panicked, grabbing at the skewer? Everything depended on his state of mind. Dr. Ebersol asked the doctors in the pediatric ICU where Xavier and his family waited to talk to them and gauge whether he was brave enough to hold on. When Dr. Ebersol heard back from the hospital at 11:30, he made his final call of the evening. "We can wait until the morning," he told fellow doctors. "The boy is on board." It was late now, almost midnight, and Xavier's ICU room was dim. He just told doctors he could stay calm a few more hours. He understood that his life depending on his not trying to pull out the skewer. He remembered a scene from the movie Black Panther. At the end, the hero, T'Challa, impales the villain, Killmonger, with a spear through the chest. Killmonger declares he's ready to die, pulls the spear out, and collapses, dead. "Go to sleep, Bear," Xavier's mom told him now, holding his hand as she had almost nonstop since the accident. His head was still wrapped in gauze. The four-pronged end of the skewer was still caked in mud. Everyone had been afraid to try to clean it, lest it jiggle the skewer and cause injury. They could give him only painkillers, which made him sleepy, but not sedation. That could make the tongue collapse, suffocating him. "When you wake up in the morning, this thing will be out," a nurse told him.